Dwayne, what's happening in Alamogordo?
Well, we had the Bataan Memorial Death March on Sunday. It was a pretty chilly morning for the 8,500 registered marchers that went the 26.2 miles of the marathon.
This event really brings in a lot of folks from outside of the area, too. Do you have any idea of just how many people attend this?
Well, this year it was a record number of participants in the Memorial March. It also this year featured Ben Skarden, who was actually in the death march of the soldiers and is a survivor of it. It's his 11th Memorial March in 12 years. He's also 100 years old, so he walks part of the march, and it was pretty cool to see him go through that.
Wow, that's amazing. This event also brings out a number of people who are veterans from all branches of the military, is that correct?
Yes, number of people either who are retired from the military or veterans and active duty military participate in the Memorial March. The Memorial March honors the 68,000 plus members of the American and Filipino armies who were captured by Japanese forces during World War II and forced to walk 70 miles in 5 days through the Philippines jungle to a prisoner of war camp. There were quite a few New Mexico military personnel that not only survived the march, but ended up perishing while on the march.
How does the community there embrace this event?
They embrace it. We're a military town with Holloman Air Force Base down the road from us, and then Wismar is even farther down the road, but it's just, you know, to us, it's just right around the corner. You know, we have Sergeant Willie Estrada in the Korean War that sacrificed his life for his fellow soldiers, and they're pretty patriotic, and they look to events such as this with great patriotism.
Dwayne, thanks for sharing what's happening in Alamogordo, and we look forward to talking with you next week.